Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. We're doing a little live first episode of the evening, I guess. We're gonna have a second actual episode that is edited and things like that come out a little bit later tonight. But we do have some breaking news that I need to make sure that we cover before tomorrow, because I am gonna be traveling tomorrow. We'll still have an episode tomorrow too, but it was pre-recorded. So before I take off for the long weekend, we've got some things that we need to discuss here. So we're gonna do a quick live stream, but don't miss that second episode, which will come out shortly after we're done with this live stream. So, for those of you that haven't seen it yet, we've got a really interesting sort of leak here from Sawyer Merritt on Twitter, saying he was told by a few sources that Elon is holding a Tesla all hands meeting. Generally, these happen, every quarter or so, seem to involve some sort of question and answer type of opportunities for people to ask Elon questions. And it looks like there's some pretty interesting things that have come out from this. So, we're just going to kind of go through what Sawyer has learned from this call, and I'll share some of my thoughts as we go. So, we'll start with the big one that I put on the title and the thumbnail here. Let me just make sure I can find it. So Sawyer's saying the Cybertruck has been delayed to late 2022, production starting late 2022 and volume production in 2023. So, we've talked about this before. I mean, quite a few times. I've been saying for a while that I would be more surprised if Cybertruck production was in the first half of 2022 than if it were in the second half. And it looks like that's what we're seeing here. We're almost in a Q4 now for 2021, and we really haven't seen a lot that gives us a lot of confidence in the Cybertruck production timeline. Obviously, we're getting close to that for Texas with the Model Y, and we're seeing things like castings piling up. We had that leaked image of, what is assumed to be a pre-production vehicle. So that kind of gives you some perspective for still how far away we are on the Cybertruck. We've been seeing those things for the Model Y for a while now, and we just really haven't seen much on the Cybertruck. So it's not surprising that we're still kind of a year plus out, given the lack of movement there. This is a new product for Tesla. They've got a lot going on, just ramping up Model Y in Texas and Berlin, and 4680s obviously too. So, not super surprising to see this volume production in 2023. Also, not surprising. Again, Cybertruck very new in terms of the production and the equipment that Tesla's going to have to use to do that. So, for them to start that next year in the second half sometime, for it to take to 2023 to be volume production is probably the assumption we all should have had since Tesla officially moved it into sometime in 2022 about a month ago. But it does look like it's going to be, unfortunately, a little bit later than what people are expecting. So that was kind of the first thing, but as you can see, a lot of other bullet points here. So starting off, he said Giga Berlin, October approval. That's what they're hoping for. We know we have the shareholder meeting on October 7th, and then we've talked about how they're going to have some factory tour or something going on at Berlin on, I believe, October 8th. So, and we've also heard just that the approval was hopefully set for then. So we'll see. Obviously, something could change there, but good to have a little bit more confirmation on that, hopefully. Again, these are all rumors, but they do seem all to be highly plausible. Tesla is going to put a Tesla sign, spell out Tesla, on the roof of Gigafactory Texas for planes. Obviously, it's right by the Austin airport. So great move there by Tesla. They should probably just do that all their factories. I think that makes sense. A little bit on FSD here, so we'll talk a little bit more about some of the timeline stuff here in that episode to come later tonight. But FSD 10 is quite profound. A revelation is the future. Version 10 next week, button request 2 weeks after that, Elon said on the call. So that matches some earlier tweets today. But again, Elon continues to just reiterate how big of a step forward version 10 is. He was tweeting about this himself just about a half an hour ago, probably shortly after that call ended, to Tesla owner Silicon Valley. And he was just saying, yeah, beta 10 is a step change improvement from the 9.2 that the FSD beta testers have right now. So Elon seems very confident in it. Definitely good to see that. All right, next up here, so kind of segueing from that FSD beta confidence, Elon has said Tesla is considering Model 2 not having a steering wheel and pedals and just roll the dice on full self-driving. Again, if you listen to the things Elon says and what Elon believes, that decision shouldn't be all that surprising. there was a point where Elon sort of said the same thing about the Model 3. Obviously, didn't end up being that way, but I'm sure Tesla's got a design. I'm sure they had a design for the Model 3 that didn't have those things, and I'm sure they've got that for whatever this next car is going to be. Whether or not it makes it into production, obviously Tesla will make that call at the time, but obviously they're considering it. He said it's not going to be called the Model 2, that they only did the Model 3 because they were going to call it the Model E to fit into the SEXY lineup. They flipped that around to a 3 because Ford had the Model E trademark. So no reason to really continue with that and go to a Model 2. I'm fine with that. We'll see what it's called. But, you know, I think a lot of people will probably start now calling it Model A or something like that. But we'll see. Next year, open charging network very soon, starting maybe next month using Tesla app. We'll start in Europe. I think that's, you know, not too surprising. Elon has already confirmed this on previous earnings calls, but we should be seeing that soon. Cybertruck we talked about. Elon is expecting to grow by a factor of 10 at least. So this one is a little bit uncertain. We don't know if that's talking about share price, market cap, revenue, earnings. You know, there are many, many, many metrics there. Vehicle deliveries. That Elon could have been referring to. So I think probably best not to read too into this one until we get a little bit more clarification, or if we get a little bit more clarification on, you know, what is being expected to grow by a factor of 10. But I think probably all areas of Tesla's business, maybe setting aside share price and market cap, but if you look at vehicle deliveries, you know, say they're at 800,000 to a million per year right now. Obviously, Tesla's been clear about trying to grow that by more than a factor of 10. And then revenue and profits and all those things should follow that as well. So nothing too surprising there. I would assume Elon's not talking about the share price. That would be pretty explicit for him to give that type of detail on that. Doesn't mean the share price won't do that, just probably not exactly what he was referring to. It sounds like Elon is considering maybe going to Mars in about 10 years. Elon has said that he would, you know, be very happy to die on Mars versus on Earth. He just makes the joke that hopefully it's not on impact. So, yeah, 10 years, that would put us in, I guess, 2031, and kind of take us to the completion of at least the master plan part two, hopefully. We'll see if how the Tesla bot factors into things at that point in time. But, yeah, I think that's probably a little bit early. I don't think that'll end up happening, but Elon obviously has some ambitions to do that at some point. And then the last thing here before the call had ended, so RoboVan in the future to address people with disability. Obviously, that would be nice for, you know, access for wheelchairs and things like that. So sounds like that, or some sort of minibus or something like that could be on the table. I think Tesla could probably convert things too, but it probably just makes sense to have some sort of, you know, larger capacity vehicle too for the various things that people need. You know, think about like Tesla service. They're going to want to have vehicles that are, you know, built for that, for hauling tools and things like that. Maybe the Cybertruck can do that. Maybe the Model Y can do it. But if there's a purpose-built van, certainly there will be a use case for that. So hopefully that all is, you know, pretty clear. Let me just pop into the chat here. Make sure this is all going okay. You guys know my anxiety about that, but it looks like things are going okay. So I am going to wrap up this. Again, there is going to be another episode later tonight, and that should be out shortly. I think we're uploading it right now, but I just wanted to make sure to address these because obviously this is, you know, some pretty big news here before we head into the weekend. So there'll be an episode shortly after this. There will be an episode tomorrow. But we'll catch up on any other news then on Tuesday, because of course on Monday we have Labor Day, so markets are closed. So thanks for joining this live stream.